Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with Eric Wetterling, founder and editor of The Hedgeless Horseman. We'll post a link to Eric's site below. Now, Eric, we're going to start off with some of the crazy moves that we're seeing in the markets today, especially in precious metals. I know you focus and watch that market very closely. And look, on the back of Russia invading Ukraine, it seems like we kind of have a war on the go, but it doesn't really seem like a whole lot of other countries, at least right now, are stepping up to truly support Ukraine. So seems kind of more like just an invasion to me. Whatever we want to title it, fact of the matter is gold was running last night, ran up to somewhere around 1970, almost 1980-ish, and then turned right around. And now we're 1925. So we're pretty much where we were yesterday, even before this war, let's call it, started. But fact of the matter is, what's your takeaway from this roundabout back to neutral trading day for gold?
I mean, it's like a complete joke. I mean, it's like someone wakes up in the U.S. as soon as the U.S. markets open. It's like, yeah, if there was ever a day that I would just dump gold, that would be now. And I actually took it back to like unchanged. So, I mean, okay, should one believe exactly nothing changed for the, you know, attractiveness of gold, given that I think a lot of things are going to be set in motion here? And obviously, like many people in the West, it's like, you know, war is a thing of the past. And, you know, I didn't think they were going to invade, etc. So, I mean, they've shown now that they're, you know, willing to invade. So, I mean, I think this will, you know, have a lot of rings on the water, let's say. And I do think that even though it's extremely frustrating to see the slamming gold, but at the same time, I start to get a bit stressed when I see, you know, Barrick and the miners breaking out. Some juniors looks to have already broken out. So I think, I mean, this is just a hiccup in my opinion, because I think we're going to continue higher, but, you know, perhaps not today. But I was starting to get stressed out. You know, every time we go into a sentiment high, you always look back, obviously, and say, I should have bought more, especially if you're not fully deployed, let's say. But, you know, since I just buy every week, the options I see is like, given that the juniors are unsustainably in low valuations, either I'm starting to make money now or I'll make more money later. So, I mean, it's a win-win, really. It's like I bought today. I'm gonna buy next week. I'm going to buy the week after that. So if I can keep just buying these brain dead cheap juniors, it's like I can't really complain. But it's, of course, frustrating because one wants that, you know, immediate gratification, let's say. So today was like, you know, an anticlimactic day so far, because you get excited and then, you know, the air comes out of the balloon, let's say.
Yeah, Eric, the air did come out of the balloon today pretty quickly, just in a couple of hours, as soon as the COMEX opened. But one of the things that's striking to me is that even despite these stronger gold prices, people have been wanting to see gold get away from 1800. They wanted to see it move towards 1900. They specifically wanted to see it move above 1920, which was the high last year, and then the 1921, the all-time high from 2011. We're there at 1925, and we're crying in our beer over it because the miners are really not responding. They don't seem to be buying into this move higher in the metals. What do you make of the weakness in the miners? I know you said you were getting depressed that some of the majors started to move, but really across the board, most miners haven't started to move yet. So what do you make of that?
Yeah, it's just fascinating. It's like totally dislocated. Like I've said before, if you just looked at the juniors, you would never in your life guess that gold was at 1926 or recently 1970. No way that you would guess that, especially if someone asked me back in 2016 or 17, what do you think the juniors are going to trade at when gold is, you know, at all-time highs or slightly below all-time highs? I would never guess the levels we're seeing right now would be present. So, yeah, this is just absurd. I mean, you see, everything is a non-event. You see companies put out good news. Nothing gets rewarded. The main point is obviously that's going to reflect one day. I mean, they can slam, let's say, gold, you know, paper gold, but they can't print supply. And the supply picture is pretty good for an investor in pretty much every metal. So that's they can't do anything about that. So I'm just increasingly bullish. And if I can pick up juniors that has posted, you know, good news and you don't even pay up for it. I mean, you can't really ask for more as a buyer and a value investor, but of course, not many are, and most are momentum traders. So from that perspective, it's frustrating. But hey, if it takes me, you know, 12 to 24 months or whatever to get a, you know, no-brainer easy 200% on average, I mean, I can't ask for more than that.
So, Eric, we have been talking about stocks lagging, right? And this is not a new thing. And you are right. There are a lot of momentum traders out there. But one thing we kept on hearing is once gold breaks out, then that will drag the stocks higher. That's why the stocks are lagging. That doesn't seem to be happening, though. Do we need to change the narrative here? Do we need to look for something else to actually entice people into the stocks?
Well, I think it just goes to show that companies are one thing, they're more risk on, and gold is another. There's simply, for whatever reason, probably a combination of reasons, there's no new blood, there's no new capital getting into the sector. But at the same time, you still see upsized private placements. So it's like the smart money are buying, the institutions are buying and piling in because they obviously, you know, have a better sense of what the value is on these juniors. I mean, I've seen a company do a MOU with a 50 billion company that implied the value of the company should be like 100 to 200% higher. It didn't move. So it's like there's nobody, there's literally no new retail money at all that is in these sectors. I mean, I've been the only buyer in some stocks on some occasions. It's just remarkable. It's like a wasteland in terms of retail money, but you see, again, it's like upsized private placements. You see deals with majors. You see majors buying juniors. But for some reason, it's like this sector does not exist on the radar of the masses, let's say, yet, obviously. And I have no idea when they're going to get greedy about gold and thinking, well, I should buy gold miners. Because like you said, obviously, we've been looking at, you know, let's say some thresholds for gold. That's going to get the interest in juniors up. Nope. Okay, next level. Nope. I have no idea what's going to get, you know, the masses to wake up that this is a great sector. Because this, again, mergers and acquisitions doesn't seem to do it. Gold at 1950 doesn't seem to do it. Upsized private placement and institutions piling in doesn't seem to do it. There's just no mom and pop investor new that's coming in.
Well, Eric, I know that in spite of all this, that you still see some values out there. Really quick before we wrap up, I think you mentioned that there was at least one company that put out news, didn't get a big reaction, but you still thought it was constructive.
Yeah, I mean, Elora Resources, I think they put out the best diamond hole they've ever gotten out of Iskaiska. And I bought it immediately, bought more at the open. It was up like 2%. And that's been, in my opinion, forming a pretty fat bullish wedge or bull flag or whatever you want to call it. So it's like, it's ridiculous. They've been putting out net positive news for like a year and the stock has gone down for a year, which is not unique to Elora, but it just goes to show that the price to value gap is insane right now. And obviously in a lot of juniors, you see brokers, et cetera, they're front running that these companies will need to raise. And if you have one motivated seller with a, you know, decent sized position and there's no new retail buying, these units just get killed going in private placement, etc., which obviously gets people even more put off because the momentum is even more down. So it's like it's the absolutely perfect and perhaps unique storm in terms of undervaluation. And I just know it will change because we're going to need more mines. And someday it's going to, you know, if gold needs to go to 2,500 in order to juniors to wake up, I have no idea. I think gold is going to go there. So it's like it's an inevitable trade, in my opinion, but it's just fascinatingly, you know, slow getting there in terms of getting any new money into the sector. But again, like Elora, et cetera, you can buy, I don't know how many juniors after they put out great news, and you don't even need to pay for it. So you don't take any of the risk, but you can buy the success for free.
Well, Eric, it's all about momentum too, right? And it's all about getting new money into the sector. And unfortunately, there just isn't any or much new money coming in. And that's why we continue to see low volumes and generally fading stock prices. And the other issue being for the juniors is that they are very capital intensive, and capital is much tighter, not just in the gold space, but across the board, and it seems like it's getting even tighter. So that is another reason I think that the juniors do tend to lag a little bit. But boy, oh boy, all the stocks seem to really be lagging, and this roundabout turn for gold definitely has some of the gold bugs very depressed. Understandably so. I thought war was supposed to push gold much higher and sustain it there, at least for a short period of time. Eric, thank you, as always, for your time. Good hearing from you. We'll chat next week. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, guys, and assume I own all shares I mentioned, and assume I'm sponsored by Wall. So do your own due diligence, make up your own mind.